Hello, and welcome to Health Related Fitness with Dr. Jeff Cherubini, podcasting from Manhattan College, Department of Physical Education and Human Performance in the Bronx, New York. Episode 2, Components of Health Related Fitness. In this episode, we'll further examine each of the components of health related fitness. As a review from episode 1, we have some basic terminology: physical activity, exercise, health related fitness. Physical activity again is a reference to any bodily movement produced by the skeletal muscle that results in energy expenditure or calories burned. So it could be traditional exercise, it could be playing a sport, as I mentioned in the previous podcast. Throwing a frisbee with your friends is clearly physical activity. Simply taking a leisurely walk on a Saturday morning through the park is physical activity. Doing house chores or housework is physical activity. It is any type of movement that we're using our muscles and we're burning calories. Exercise is described as a subset of physical activity. It's more structured. It's structured to improve or maintain our health and fitness. So again, exercise could be the stereotypical going to the gym. It could be running on a treadmill, on an elliptic machine. It could be taking a yoga class. It could be going for a run for a set distance or a set time. This is exercise. Again, it's structured with the goal to improve or maintain health and fitness. Health-related fitness is a byproduct of being physically active and includes 5 major components. So again, the components of health-related fitness: cardiorespiratory endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, and optimal body composition. We're going to go through each one of these in more detail. The overall goal of health-related fitness or a health-related fitness program is to optimize the quality of life. Specific goals are to reduce the risk of heart diseases, diabetes, cancer, other chronic diseases such as osteoporosis, while also trying to improve our total physical fitness. And again, so that daily tasks can be completed with less effort and less fatigue. So the 5 major components: cardiorespiratory endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, and optimal body composition. Let's start with cardiorespiratory endurance. It is by far the key component of health-related fitness. It's described as the ability of the lungs, the heart, and the blood vessels to deliver adequate amounts of oxygen to the cells to meet the demands of prolonged physical activity. So what we're looking at, the cardiorespiratory system: cardio, heart, and blood vessels, respiratory, the lungs. We're delivering this oxygen to the cells of the muscles. That when the muscles are able to absorb that oxygen, the oxygen is being delivered, we're able to meet the demands of the activity, we have cardiorespiratory endurance. So it's a joint effort of the circulatory and respiratory system, as well as the larger muscles of the human body. It's the measure of the heart's ability to pump this oxygen-rich blood to these working muscles. It's also a measure of the muscles' ability to take up and use this oxygen to give us the needed energy to continue exercising. So to do this, we need both the circulatory and the respiratory systems. Moderate to vigorous aerobic activities may include walking with enough speed to achieve an increase in heart rate and breathing, jogging, running, cycling, swimming, inline skating, or all examples of activities that will work the cardiorespiratory endurance system. Okay, muscular strength is the maximal ability of a muscle to generate force in a single effort. So when we're looking at muscular strength, it's the maximal ability of a muscle to generate force in a single effort. It's normally evaluated by how much force a muscle or a muscle group can generate during a single maximal contraction. So it's how much weight can you lift during one maximal effort. Cardiorespiratory endurance, muscular strength. The third component of health-related fitness, muscular endurance. It's the ability of a muscle to generate force over and over again. It's the ability of that muscle to repeatedly contract or sustain continuous contractions, and we're looking at less than maximal force. So it's generating force over and over again at a less than maximal effort. So it's evaluated by the number of repetitions a person can perform or the length of time a person can hold a contraction with some force. So doing an X number of push-ups in a row, or over a time period of a minute or 2 minutes, holding a push-up in a down position. These are different ways we may evaluate muscular endurance. Flexibility is the ability of the body, the ability to move your joints freely through a full range of motion. So when we talk about flexibility, we're talking about the ability to move our joints freely through a full range of motion. It's a combination of the elasticity or suppleness of the muscle. It's also the ligaments and tendons that are going to participate in this. It's normally evaluated by what we can call stretching tests. One might be the sit and reach test. Can you sit on the floor with your legs straight out in front of you, the back of your knees touching the floor, and can you reach forward and touch your toes? So there's a variety of ways and different stretching tests that we can test our flexibility. So again, cardiorespiratory endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility. Body composition, the fifth component of health-related fitness, it's the relative amount of fat and lean body tissue found in the body. So we look at fat versus lean body tissue. Lean body tissue may include your bones, your organs, your muscles. It's often indicated by a percentage of body fat. So we'll cover body composition in more detail and optimal percentages in more detail in a later episode. But again, it's the relative amount of fat and lean body tissue found in the body. So in addition to these major components, cardiorespiratory endurance, muscle strength, muscle endurance, flexibility, and optimal body composition, we do have other components of physical fitness, and they may include speed, power, coordination, agility, balance. Again, they're all very important, but these are physical fitness components that do not directly influence our health and or our resistance to disease. Therefore, again, they're differentiated from the five major components. Okay, so the key to achieving health-related fitness is to focus on all five of these major components. We want to focus on our cardiorespiratory endurance. We want to focus on our muscular endurance and muscular strength, and we can combine those together to look at it as muscle fitness. We need to focus on our flexibility, and we need to focus on our optimal body composition, the amount of lean body mass as well, compared to fat, and that has a lot to do with not only our cardiorespiratory endurance, but also our nutritional intake, which we will also address in future casts. Some activities such as swimming, rowing, have the potential to address all five components together. Practically, what we're looking at is a combination of activities and a variety of activities that are needed to achieve a balance between all these components. Throughout the course of a workout, throughout the course of a day, throughout the course of a week, we're looking to address all five of these components. Throughout future podcasts, we'll certainly discuss this. So as a review, the five major components of health-related fitness. Cardiorespiratory endurance, the ability of the lungs, heart, and blood vessels to deliver the adequate amounts of oxygen needed to our muscles to meet the demands of that prolonged physical activity. It's a joint effort of the circulatory and respiratory systems as well as the body's large muscle groups. Muscular strength, the maximum ability of a muscle to generate force in a single effort. Muscular endurance, the ability of a muscle to generate force over and over again. Flexibility, the ability to move joints freely through their full range of motion. And body composition, the relative amount of fat and lean body tissue found in the body, and it's often indicated as a percentage of body fat. So let's just think practically for a minute here. To be fit, to be health-related fit, means to have the heart and lungs to be able to deliver enough oxygen to our muscles to meet the demands of moderate to strenuous activity. That's cardiorespiratory endurance. That the heart and lungs to deliver enough oxygen to our muscles to meet the demands of moderate to strenuous activity. Cardiorespiratory endurance. To contract the muscle either against a maximal force or repeatedly against a submaximal force. Muscle strength and endurance. Again, to be fit is to be able to contract the muscles of the body either against a maximal force or repeatedly against a submaximal force, muscular strength and endurance. Then we have the ability to stretch, to sit, to stand without muscle tightness, flexibility, and to have the right amount of needed body fat on our bodies, optimal body composition. So in summary, being health-related fit, which is really what we're talking about here, equates to increased energy levels through developing our aerobic fitness, the cardiorespiratory endurance component, are muscle fitness, the muscle strength, muscle endurance, and flexibility components, while optimizing our body composition, the percentage of lean body mass versus body fat. The first component, cardiorespiratory endurance, is the key component of health-related fitness and most contributes to reducing the risk of heart disease and other chronic diseases. Let me say that again. The first component, cardiorespiratory endurance, is the key component of health-related fitness and most contributes to reducing the risk of heart disease and other chronic diseases. In the next episode, I'll discuss the American College of Sports Medicine guidelines for developing cardiorespiratory endurance, including what is referred to as the FIT principle of aerobic training. FIT, F-I-T-T. The frequency, intensity, time, and type of activity needed to develop cardiorespiratory endurance. Thank you for listening. Feel free to check out www.healthrelatedfitness.org for my most up-to-date podcasts. And it is my hope that you continue to join me on this journey of lifelong physical activity through physical education.